Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to the Progressive. Yet again, we speak of children of new consciousness. Today, I want to speak to you a little bit about the new state and kind of beingness. Your being and the 6 parts that we spoke of: compassion, love, understanding, balance, knowledge, and beauty. Now, these can never be offered to you. Even if you sit and analyze your birth chart through Vedic astrology for endless time, okay, this is not going to be offered to you by your planetary arrangements or how much ever money you can gain or how much ever relationships you can gain. These were all old energies. That's dead and gone now. We are living in a new planet. We are living in a new energy system, where the way of your being will be dictated by how you bring your beingness out into the world. So, for example, joy is not going to be your end result of doing something. Joy is where you start from. Your creation point in everyday life is not going to be the end point of seeking happiness, end point of seeking joy or love or good relationships or enjoyment. You have to start with this. Now, this is a little difficult concept for you to wrap your head around because you have been brought up in an old energy system. You are born in a new energy, but you are still fighting with or in locking horns, so to speak, with the old energy system. So you've got to stop buying all the ideas, which I'm sure many of you already have. You've got to stop buying ideas of the old energy, and you have to start creating from a sense of your being. Create from love. First be love, and then you will shine that and bring that forth. It will happen quite magically. Be compassion, and then you will create compassion. So you use all the so-called endpoints, which were heavily marketed by the old energy system, like you do all of these ABCD things and then you will achieve joy and then you will achieve happiness and then you will be satisfied and all that kind of nonsense. That's not the way it works. You have to start with your being as the essence. Your being, essence of your being, is joy, it's creation, it's possibility, it's potential, it is love. It is enhancement of the beauty that you already are. If you want to feel beautiful, you've got to start with, I am already beautiful. First, acknowledge the beautiful parts of you. Start from there. So you're not seeking essentially anything in the external world, which is not already there in your internal reality. Your internal reality already comprises of love, already comprises of compassion, already comprises of knowledge. You are a repository of all knowledge of the universe. Your being already comprises of all these fantastic things which you are bringing forth from you to the external world. You are using that as the starting point, not as the goal post or as the end point of your life. You're just constantly changing and shifting the landscapes that you are existing in by your very beingness. That's the way this new energy is going to operate. I'm just sharing with you the energetics of how the new energy system works so that you have some clues of where to start from. Well, start from all these things. Become joy first. Find your inner joy. Use intense affirmations if that works for you. It is going to work very powerfully in these new energies. So you use all of that and you bring forth joy in your life. If you want to create joy in your life, first become that first yourself. Become a joyful person, whatever it takes. You might dance, sing, create art, go out in walks in nature or anything else, stare at the sun, I don't know, whatever it takes for you to first find yourself in a state of joy. You got to tune yourself in a state of joy, and from that state you bring forward any of the creations that you might like to do. And you got to remember, the end doesn't even mean anything here. Because technically, remember, we spoke of this in a lot of other podcasts, there is no ending. You can't think of this whole creation and everything in it, including the earth and everything in it, as an ending of anything. The very concept of ending is illusory. Even death, you just die to be reborn again, reincarnation. So it's a continuous flow of life where you are constantly engaged with all forms of creation, all forms of experience. Remember, we spoke of soul only wanting to come here to experience. All form of learning, if you want to call it that, because the soul essentially has nothing to learn. It just desires experience and expansion. So your way of being has to be the starting point. If you want to create love in your life, first become the love. First tune into the energy of love itself, whatever that means to you, whatever you are drawn towards. Now that's where astrology can help you. What would you love, or what rings your bells in the form of love? Love is nothing but a greater form of appreciation and connectivity. So if you're connecting to something, you're connecting to the natural beauty of the earth, or you're connecting to animals and plants, or you're connecting to another person, or certain kind of knowledge fires you up. All these six aspects of the being, something you will connect to. And you will connect to so strongly that you will kind of lose your identity in it. It's like dissolving of ego. When the dissolving of ego happens, you lose the boundary structures, and that's where you will feel a kind of merging with the other. Whatever the other is, whatever the other might be, a person, the other might be a thing, a piece of knowledge, a piece of art, creativity, anything. So you got to first start with that. Start with the joy of your beingness. And that joy of beingness is the starting point. You're not trying to achieve it by your creation. You're just sharing your point of evolution, or wherever you are, with the rest of the world, with all your friends and family, with all your extended society, with the social media, with everything and everyone. So you're not using anything to define you. In fact, you're creating new definitions now. You see how this becomes a completely reversal of how you work, live, operate, breathe in the life, for the rest of your life. This is going to be continuous. It's not something that starts and stops. It's something that is continuously evolving, and you will evolve with it. It's like a tide, and it comes and goes. It's ebbs and flows. It comes in like the tide and goes out like the low tide. This creativity forms like a pulse. All creation is form of a pulse. It comes inward and goes outward. Comes inward, goes outward. It's a constantly pulsating energy in the universe. That's the fundamental essence of all life. So there is the different seasons of life. There is the winter of life. There is the summer of life, which dries up everything. There is the monsoon of life, where there is rains and there is abundance. I'm giving you analogies here, but your feelings, your emotions, everything will go like ebb and flow. It will go inward, it will go outward. Don't fight this. There is no need to be even scared or to fight this. Don't be afraid of this. It's just understand it as a flow of life. Understand this huge river of life that you are a part of, and everything else in creation is a part of the same river of life. You're not excluded from something. You're just learning to be aware of what kind of a universe or life you really exist in. It's more of trying to understand what is, rather than trying to manufacture something that isn't. Because the old energy had this system of lies. They used to constantly propagate lots of kind of lies of living, you'll stop buying that and you'll start becoming something else, because you're bringing knowledge, understanding, love, compassion, beauty all from within yourself, as yourself. You bring it as you. As you, the compassionate being, when you become that compassion feeling in yourself, and then you go out and create, and then you go and seek out knowledge, and then you go and interact with your friends and family. That becomes a completely different way of interaction, isn't it? Let's say you become this source of understanding. You bring yourself to a vibration of understanding, somehow or the other. What is the essence of understanding? You sit silently, reflect on it for a couple of minutes or hours of the day, and something makes sense to you in the form that it lands in you as understanding. So you are a picture of understanding inside yourself. Now you're in a place of understanding. So you go out there and interact with a good friend of yours. You will bring that energy of understanding from within you. Where have you taken understanding from? You're not read in a book or read in a website or any YouTube channel or anything like that. Not even this podcast. You are just bringing that from within you. That's the new way of operation in this new energy that I'm constantly raving about. You got to understand and work from this. This will make more sense to you once you start implementing it. You got to start implementing it to really know the implications of it. You can't stand there on the sidelines expecting to receive goods, something that you're not producing. Because the old creation, when it dies, it is something like the structures and the formations that kept it in place have disappeared. So it's like a desert. Now you've got a blank slate. You've got a blank slate of the earth. That's the new earth. And then you've got to start building something there. You've got to start creating something there. That creation space is what I'm inviting you to hear. You are in that creation space now, and you'll be continuously evolving upwards into that creation space. Upward in terms of feeling it as an abstract sense of feeling, abstract sense of joy, abstract sense of love, understanding, compassion, all these things. So you will first feel it go upward in your body, and then you will feel all these things at a very fine etheric level as a knowing, as if you feel it as a knowing inside you. The next step would be bringing that energy down into the body, down into the physical world, and down into creating different forms of whatever it is that you are feeling like creating. But you will create from that particular space of knowledge and compassion, understanding, which is higher up. So you are each time like going and tapping into your own internal well, internal waters, bringing the water of your own being, and then nurturing the land, and then nurturing all the plants and flowers. So the new earth that will bloom as plants within you, which you will bring out into the external space, will be all about you creating from within and then going outwards. Let no one tell you that you have to achieve something in order to become. You become something first, and then you go out and spread your wave of love, wave of compassion and creativity out into the world. It has to start from within you. You are already that, so you're not trying to achieve or hanker after something material. You're not trying to go out there and make something happen that will feed you back. It will, provided you are starting from that space. Let's say you start from a place of joy and then you go and make a painting. That painting will go out and spread like a wildfire more, and it will feed you back more. Rather than going and creating something when you are unhappy and then expecting it to you are sitting there expecting it to feed you joy. That won't happen, because the very energy with which it was created is lacking in that expansion. First, you've got to expand in your own being, to all these wonderful things that you already are. You're starting from joy, you're starting from love, you're starting from compassion, you're starting from understanding, you're starting from knowledge, and you're starting from beauty. Remember, these things are the ways of creation in the new energy, and this is how it's going to work. And the more you experiment with this, play with this, be easy with this, the better it will be and easier it will be for you to function in the new world. Okay? I'll leave you with this much. Beautiful ones, take care. Be safe and have a wonderful day. Be awesome. Be loving, be compassionate, be awesome wherever you are. Bye-bye.